David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 255, The Truth Behind the Old Lady Who Swallowed the Fly. I'm writing this after our gig at Bromyard Folk Festival. We'd been warned by some of the other performers who'd played over the weekend that the stage had an infestation of spiders. A few singers had apparently inhaled some of the spiders. This was done accidentally, obviously, because they were singing and the spiders were crawling over the microphone. I'd only thinking that there's some weird craze amongst folk performers to get high by snorting insects. I want to make it clear that neither me or the other two young'uns have ever tried to get high by snorting insects. Sticking insects up your bottom, maybe, but certainly not snorting. So I'm glad we cleared that up. The warnings proved accurate, for on a few occasions I had to wipe cobwebs from the mic. There are times in various songs where I put my mouth right onto the microphone in order to amplify the bass notes and give it extra resonance. Despite the fact that I was potentially going to be inhaling spiders, I still put my mouth right onto the microphone. This is the mark of a true professional. I was willing to risk choking to death on spiders for the good of the performance. And I am such a professional that even if I was choking to death on spiders, I would of course choke to death in rhythm, possibly even adding some rasping in the correct key. This incident reminded me of the song, I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
This song is flawed on so many levels. He says that he knows an old lady, which suggests that the lady is still alive. He also says, perhaps she'll die, which denotes that the lady is still alive at the time of the song's inception. Presumably then, the person writing this song is with the lady while she is swallowing this crazy cocktail of animals. Yet rather than intervening and saving this woman's life, he instead chooses to write a song about the unfolding insanity. This old woman is clearly a congenitally woeful decision maker. She's chosen a friend who stands idly by writing songs while she dies, and she makes a series of massively ill-informed choices which essentially leads to her inevitable death. I'm also confused by her friend's reasoning. He doesn't know why she swallowed the fly. Presumably, it was just an accident, unless he knows that she deliberately swallowed the fly. But even so, I don't think the swallowing of the fly is the major incident here. But despite the old lady's decision to swallow a spider to catch the fly, swallow a bird to catch the spider, swallow a cat to catch the bird, and despite observing the old lady's great discomfort and mind-boggling stupid actions in a desperate attempt to remedy her situation, he nevertheless keeps going back to the fact that he doesn't know why she swallowed the fly. Forget the bloody fly, she's just swallowed a dog. Do something, you idiot. Don't just sit there pontificating about why she swallowed the fly. The fly is inconsequential. This old lady's friend seems to have a severely warped sense of perspective. She swallowed the fly, which causes him to remark that perhaps she'll die. Why would she die? It's only a fly. But then when the old lady swallows the spider, his reaction is exactly the same. He expresses his confusion as to why she swallowed the fly, and then restates, perhaps she'll die. He retains the same level of concern throughout the entire ordeal, even though she starts swallowing cats and dogs. The lady is clearly getting more and more desperate as the situation progresses. Even though her first few ingestions were ill-advised, at least they made some sort of sense. Spiders eat flies. Birds eat spiders. Cats eat birds. But then she clearly goes all to pot and makes increasingly weird choices. She swallows a dog, but dogs don't eat cats. She swallows a goat, then a cow, then a horse. There is now no semblance of logic. She is presumably hysterical, desperate, and growing increasingly mentally impaired as a result of ingesting all these live animals. The other odd part of the man's account of this event is at the end, when she swallows a horse. She's dead, of course. He doesn't seem overly surprised that she managed to survive swallowing a cat, a dog, a goat and a cow. If I saw an old lady swallowing a cow, a goat, a dog and a cat, I'd be astounded if she was somehow still alive. But if it was me, I'd have intervened at the swallowing of the spider. This man has just seen an old lady swallow a horse, a cow, a goat, a dog and a cat, watch the resultant carnage and subsequent death of an old lady, and yet he still remains impassive. This man, in a way, is guilty of her murder. This old lady has clearly got mental health problems, and this man has failed to intervene, in spite of the fact that he clearly knew what was going to happen if she kept swallowing all these animals. The only explanation as to the man's behaviour is to assume that he, too, has serious mental health problems. This would explain his compulsive journaling, his absurdly apathetic nature, his complete lack of perspective, and inability to offer rational and practical assistance to his friend. So, this begs the question, why were these two severely mentally ill people unsupervised? This raises many concerns about their local social services, as these two people clearly needed special attention. I am also confused as to why this old lady has such easy access to so many animals. Presumably she is on a farm. Maybe this is why social services haven't intervened, because they were living in a remote area, away from local resources. Given that she was able to get access to all these farm animals, I assume that they must have been on a farm, because surely this was all happening in a fairly short space of time. Surely this scenario occurred because of a series of increasingly desperate attempts to remedy her plight. Surely this wasn't a premeditated series of thought-out solutions that involved her driving across town to find a cow and a goat. I'm doubtful whether she would have had the time or the ability to drive across town to find these animals with a dog and a cat inside her. I think we can safely assume, therefore, that these two people were seriously mentally ill and lived on a remote farm. I wonder what happened to the man, and if his diaries are still in existence. He has an unusually repetitious way of writing, but it'd be interesting to know more about the people behind this tragic story. I might do some digging and see what I can unearth. If anyone has any ideas, then feel free to get in touch. I know I've hit you hard with a lot of thought-provoking ideas about this famous story. It's a lot to swallow, isn't it?